Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth.
Hey there, this is Tracy DeForge with today's takeaway. On our most recent episode, Make It Happen, we were so fortunate to have our guest, Christina Z. Holly, on our show. She's the founder of Make It in LA and very impactful with initiatives across the country, including working with the White House in order to expand the opportunities for manufacturing for entrepreneurs and people who have ideas that they want to get to market. And for me, I had several takeaways that I learned that some of them were a contradiction to a myth as opposed to a fact. And that is that manufacturing is not dead. So contrary to popular belief, manufacturing is not on the decline. In fact, for the fourth quarter in a row, it has shown growth. And over the last 25 years, it has actually quadrupled. So it is not dying. It is just changing. So you may not know this about me, but I am an inventor who has actually not ever invented anything. But as I share on the show, I have had some amazing ideas. Some of them may sound familiar to you. Like, for example, when the fax machines came out, I invented in my head the back button, because at the time, the back button to redial did not exist. And of course, now it's taken for granted on every mobile device there is. However, it didn't used to be that way. And then, of course, there was my concept of drive-through liquor stores. Yes, I know we won't even go there, but we all know they exist today. And the third was see if you recognize this. I was working on an advertising project in college, and I sketched out the band, very similar to a band you may have seen, like the Calvin Klein band. I was working for Benetton at the time, and for my advertising campaign project, I designed a product line with using the band, having Benetton on the band. And you can imagine my shock and disbelief when Calvin Klein started putting up billboards all over the place. So yes, these are all true. And they have all happened to me. And I'm certain that you have had great ideas that the same has happened to you as well. So in talking with Christina, I wanted to gain some insight on how entrepreneurs can avoid their dreams just staying dreams and how they can get their products to market. She offered some impactful insight in that one of the primary and most important parts of getting your product manufactured is making it a priority to get your product to market quickly. Well, okay, great. I get that, but I really was not clear for myself on how can I make that happen. And she shared with us all about how to accelerate the process by using a process that she calls crowd scaling, which actually empowers other people to work with you or even go do it if you're not planning on doing it yourself, but you just want to share the idea. And this builds community, it helps make connections, and it essentially just is the best way to innovate. So my latest invention was the short cord, and that is, in my mind, a retractable extension cord that decorators could use when they have small spaces, or if you have your own small space, you don't need a full-length extension cord, then you only need the short cord. So I wanted to ask her what was the most important thing to do with that. And of course, I also found out that it has actually already been invented. So now that's my number four. Do not let this happen to you. So remember that getting your product to market quickly is the best way to ultimately get it manufactured, and staying tenacious and working with community, building connections, collaborating, and empowering others to work with you as well is your way to fast track your manufacturing in larger scale and getting your product and your dream idea to make it a reality. So we will see you on the next episode of Journey to There. And until then, make it happen.
Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. Visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. That's journeytothere.com.